I never used to say Tefillah started.
Kof Tes Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Sunday the 29th of September, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Zeichel Ivrocho, Bein Reina Haravi Chezkel, Shraga Halberstam. Hashem, sponsored by his families, by his children, families Gross, Halberstam, and Gestetner, who wish all Klal Yisrael a Kesiva v'chesima Tova.
We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So we have the first day, and the after of the first day is Tfilas Chana. We have the second day. And the second day after is the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, Kapitel Lamed Aleph. There's a connection between the two, and the essence, the idea behind the Aftiris, is something, a chain between the two Aftiris, where you can find. So just to summarize, we're going to focus more on the second day after on Yirmiyahu, starts Koyom Hashem, Motzochim Bamidbar. But we're just going to start as to find the introduction, with the idea what we're going to find on the second day after to find us on the first day. Tfilas Chana starts with the story Chana and Penina, two Tzorois, both wives of Elkanah. Chana has no kids. Penina has lots of kids, 10 kids, the Medrash says. Then Chana goes to the Malbim. Chana doesn't daven all the years. After 19 years, she comes and she davens, and she creates a new mahalach and tefillah. As we see, lots and lots of halachas of tefillah come, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, the Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara comes and brings lots and lots of halachas that we learn out from the Psukim, from Chana, from Tefillas Chana. And we learn out lots of halachas from there. And this is halachas, what we learn from Chana. Why? Because Chana created a new mahalach of tefillah. What is the mahalach of tefillah of Chana? The mahalach of tefillah of Chana is v'hi moras nofesh v'tispal al Hashem u'bochoy tivke. The pasuk tells us. The Malbim explains. What's v'tispal al Hashem v'hi moras nofesh v'tispal al Hashem u'bochoy tivke? Up to that time, a person would daven short, with the Simcha, he's speaking in front of the king. We find that Nehemiah HaTirshoso, he's called in the Psukim in Nehemiah. When he comes in front of the king, Artashasto, the king of Babel at the time, and he's the one to drink, right? He's the son of Mashkim, he gives the king to drink every morning. And he comes in front of the king and he tells the king, here, take your drink. And he has a little bit sadness in his face. The king tells him, you want to kill me? Why are you upset? That means when you come in front of a king, you have to come happy, with happiness. If you're coming with a face, not a happy face, that means there's something wrong with you. You want to kill me? So he says, no, my brothers, my Jewish brothers, and Eretz Yisrael, they are finding it very difficult. The walls are burned down, and he lets them to go. But we find when a person comes in front of a king, we see he has to come with a happiness. And that was the deal up to that time. When you come, a person comes to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, he comes short, quiet, and happy. And she's davening over there, v'hi moras nofesh, v'tispalel Hashem, u'bochoy tivke. V'hoyo kihir besol yispalel, she's davening long, v'yachshevo eili l'shikoyro. Eili thinks she's a shikoyro. Why? Because she's moras nefesh, she's bochoy tivke, and she is also here b'sol yispalel. And that's exactly what Chana came, and she, exactly, this is the mahalach of tefillah, what Chana was not beforehand, and she came and she developed this mahalach of tefillah. That's the mahalach what Chana tells me, to come and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, he loves you, and even if you feel bad, and you want to cry, and moras nofesh, yes, she's upset, speak out anything what you have in your heart, speak out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything to speak out. And that's the Mahalach of Chana. We find, that's a separate shiur for the Tefillas Chana, just the idea what we find in the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we find the Haftorah, Koi Omar Hashem, Motzochem Bamidbor, Am Seride Chorev, Holoich Le'agio Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and tells us, Koi Omar Hashem, Motzochem Bamidbor. Yeah, Klal Yisrael was loved in front of a British Lord when? Bamidbor. They were Am, they were a nation of Seride Chorev, they watched Seride Chorev. Yeah, they just went out of Mitzrayim. They just went out of Mitzrayim. The Seri Dechov, they just got on the edge of the sword. They got saved from the sword of Mitzrayim. Seri Dechov, they got saved from the sword of Mitzrayim. Holoich Le'agio Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, took out us from Mitzrayim. We had a tremendous cure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We felt close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, according to the Malbim, the next Pasuk, the Pasuk comes and says, Merochoik Hashem Nirali. Merochoik Hashem Nirali. Says the Malbim, Klal Yisrael come with a taina. Then, when we went out of Mitzrayim, was Koyom Yomar Hashem, Motzo, Chaim, Bamidbor, Am, Seri, Dei, Chorev. But today, it looks like Merochoik Hashem Nirali. We feel like we are in a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel that we're not anymore so close. We don't have this Motzo, Chaim, we don't have the Nesius Chaim in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Merochoik Hashem Nirali. But over here comes the Rebbeinu Shalom and answers us the answer. Ve'avas Oilom Ahavti Al Kein Shachti Chosem. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, you saying Merochoik Hashem Nirali, but you should know it's not true. Ve'avas oilom ahavtich. It is over here, ahavas oilom. And this is ahavas oilom, what we say every day. And Ma'ariv, we say ahavas oilom, aftonu. There's a tremendous, there's a very interesting story I heard once. I'm sure you all know about Praot Tarpat. Tarpat was in 1929 in Hebron, there was a Hebron yeshiva. All around the world, the yeshiva bochim came to learn from Lithuania, from America, from England, from Poland. From everywhere in the world they came to learn at Hebron Yeshiva. It was a Friday in August of Tov Reish Beites, 1929. And the Arabs, there was a lot of things going on beforehand. The Zionists were the Arabs, and then they went to the Koisel. There was a lot of different things that went on beforehand. And the Arabs came, and they... We're not going to go into the whole walk brought it, but anyway, the Arabs came and just slaughtered about 69 yeshiva bochim, the majority of the yeshiva, and the majority were killed and wounded and lying in hospitals. It was terrible, terrible, terrible yeshiva. And that Friday night, there was no one Jew left in Hebron. They all left Hebron for many years later. And the Bochim were upset, and the ones that were left, very upset. Many of them went back to the homeland, they went back to Poland, they went back to Lithuania, they went back to, and they never survived a few years later. And at the time, Elul, there was no yeshiva. Elul, there was no yeshiva. It was happening of Elul, there's no yeshiva. And the boys were very, very broken. Very broken. All the best friends, and they were very, very broken. Reb Leib Chassman was the Mashgiach at the time. And Reb Leib Chassman called the Bochim, they should come the first night of Rosh Hashanah. He said, okay, let's gather together, a few Bochim, 10, 15 Bochim, gather together in his house in Yerushalayim. He tried to rebuild the yeshiva, and actually, till today, we have Hebron in Yerushalayim, where they tried to rebuild Hebron, it was from that time. And he said, let's call the Bochim that were left, and Reb Leib Chassman in his house was a minyan, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah was the first time a minyan of Ma'ariv. The Bochrim came, and I think the chazan was Reb Lezer Goldschmidt. Then he was Lezer Goldschmidt. Reb Lezer Goldschmidt was later on a famous dayan, I think, in Tel Aviv. He was a famous dayan, Reb Lezer Goldschmidt. And he was, at the time, he was the chazan. And they start the Hebron Nusach, na 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 na, and they all were crying and this. And then they come, Ma'ariv Arovim, then they start Ahavas Oilom, Ahavas Oilom, Aftonu. Then when they come to the end of Ahavas Oilom, Ve'avoscho al Tosir, Mimenu le'olamim, and they burst out crying. And they were crying and repeating, Ve'avoscho, al tosir mimenu le'olamim, and they were crying, repeating it again, Ve'avoscho, al tosir mimenu. For 2 hours they were crying. Later on, they asked the Bochim, what was the pshat over there? And they said there was 2 pshatim in Ve'avoscho, al tosir mimenu. First of all, Ve'avoscho, the love from the Ribbono Shel Olam to us. Al Tosir, don't remove this love, don't remove from us. Le'olamim. And also the other pshat is, Ve'avoscho, our love to you. Al Tosir Le'olamim. Sometimes we feel it's Merochik Hashem Nirali. And we daven that, first of all, Ve'avoscho, Al Tosir Le'olamim. But also we daven, Ve'avoscho, we love you, Ve'avoscho, our love to you, Al Tosir Le'olamim. We should always see the Aved that Ribbono Shel Olam has to us. Even in a time like 1929. And the emes is this vault is brought down already in Droshes Chasam Sofer. In Droshes Chasam Sofer, Chof Zayin Elul, Chasam Sofer used to speak always in Zuckerman. There was a certain place in Hungary was called Zuckerman. And they used to speak Chof Zayin Elul. And then Droshes, he says, Avascho al tosir menu lo ilomim. He says, what the pshat Avascho al tosir menu lo ilomim? Avas oilo ma'avtich. That means we daven like a Jehovah who know both ways. Also, your habit to us shouldn't be removed. And also, the habit that we love you shouldn't be removed. And that's Va'avoscho al tosir mimenu le'olamim. And then we say over here, Merochoy kashem nirali. A person sometimes says, like a Jehovah, you look from the distance. The Rebbe Shel Olam says, no, A'avas oilo ma'avtich al kein meshachti chosed. And then the pasuk continues, Oid evnech venivneis besulas Yisrael, Oid ta'aditu paich ve'yotzes v'mchoil mesachakim, and Oid notu keromim, and he speaks about the geula. And the geula will come, and the pasuk carries on, v'duya Hashem yeshuvun, and it is Oid titikroim bo rishoimo, notu noitim v'chileilu. The pasukim continue on about the geula, how happy we'll be in the geula. Ki yesh yoyim koru noitzrim, the ones that come and harvest, be'aref roim, kuvu v'na'a le'tzion el Hashem Elokeinu. Ki choy omar Hashem, ronu le'yakov, be happy, simcho, v'tza'alu b'roish ha'goyim, hashmiu, hallelu, ve'imru, hoisha Hashem es amcho esheich Yisrael. Klal Yisrael having a salvation now. Hineni me'ivi Yisrael, I'm bringing them, me'eret sofri, because the geula will start from where? From the north. I will gather them from all over the land. Iver upiseach. Horo v'yoledet. Someone had a baby already. She's pregnant. And someone that she had, she didn't have it. She's having a baby and had a baby. Kol godo yoshuvu'eno. They all will come back and we're talking about the geula. Now the Navi tells us why there will be zoich in this geula. Why? So the Pasuk tells us, Bivchi yovoyu ubesach anunim oy vileim. The reason why we will be zoyche to the geula is bivchi yovoyu ubesachanunim oivilem, with a cry. A person will cry, the bochoy tivke, a person will cry, and that will bring the geula. That what connects the person, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the cry. The ava soilom ahavtich, how are we going to see the ava soilom? The geula, how will it come? How will it come? Bivchi yovoyu ubesachanunim oivilem. We find this geula many times that coming with a cry. Where do we find it? Yosef and his brothers. It says there about 7 times crying. He was crying, he was crying. And then even after he reveals himself with his brothers is V'akoil nishma beis paroi, right? He was crying, V'abechi nishma, and then in Ochanam, in the house of paroi, they all heard that what? He was crying. The Medrash says, Ein Yisrael nivdin menagolus elo bepchia. I don't know if that's the Lashon, but very similar to that. The Medrash says. So what is the cry, what is the power of crying come and have to do with the geule? Is bivchi yovoyu ubesachanunim oivilem. So it's a very a deep idea that we have in it. Maybe it should be a shir before Atzmoy, but just touch the idea as we're going through the Haftorah. We're going back to Maisa Bereshis. The second day of the Bria. Second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he comes and he's mavdil maim. Right, the rokia, maim asher me'al rokia, the maim asher mitachas l'rokia. And these are called, and the medroshim, many, many medroshim, are called the Rabbi Nebuchai Bings. In the beginning of Vayikra, the Rabbi Nebuchai Bings, it was called maim elyoinim and maim tachtoinim. The Mayim Elyonim is what's above the Rukia. And we have the Mayim Tachtoinim, that's everything what we have in our world. The rain, everything what we have in our world is the Mayim Tachtoinim. And the Medrash says that the Mayim Tachtoinim are called Mayim Boichim. They come with the Tainut of the Ribono Shel Olam. The Mayim Elyonim, they are near the Ribono Shel Olam. They didn't do anything. They just, the way they created is, they are close to the Ribono Shel Olam. They are close to Hashem. They were created, they're up there. The Mayim Tachtoinim, they have to hold on, create the Ribono Shel Olam. They have to go up. Like the Soy Galov after the Shabchem, they're trying always to go up. And will you? Boichim. They call the Mayim Boichim. Many places in Medrash we see they call them the Mayim Boichim. Now, we understand that the Mayim is not only Mayim, it has to do with Neshamas. There's two types of Neshamas, there are two types of people. There's type of people that they belong to the Mayim Elyonim. That means they are always, they feel close to Hashem. They do a mitzvah, they feel good with the mitzvah. They're learning Torah, they feel good with learning the Torah. Whatever they do, they feel close. And that's the Mayim Elyonim. There are people that they belong to the Mayim Tachtoinim. They have to come and always, they do a mitzvah, they don't feel anything. They're learning, they don't feel anything. And they are crying to the Ribono Shel Olam, we want to feel something, why don't we feel? And they, the whole life they're going, they're struggling. They have to, again, and again, and again, they're going ups and downs the whole time. Why? Because they have to feel. They want to feel, but they don't feel. They belong to the Mayim Tachtoinim. Eventually we'll get it. The Gaon says that, if you look at the, and Oisi is the Rabbi Akiva. Oisi is the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Shalom created the world with letters. With the Ois Aleph first, and then, not the Ois Aleph, Ois Beis, because Bereshi starts with the Ois Beis, because we all created the world with the Ois Beis. So the Gaon explains, what's the Ois Beis? The Ois Beis, we have the top. That's called the Gag, the roof. Then we have the side, and another. What's the top? The top is the Mayim Elyonim. And the bottom is the Mayim Tachtoinim. So from one side they are connected. On the other side they are open. Or they are connected. They are connected because it says in the Medrash, Vehoyu Boichim. Vekoyavim, says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabosi. They are Koyavim, they are Boichim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you know what? I will come and give you a place that you could be connected. And what's that? That's the Mayim, what we come with, Menasech al Gabi HaMizbeach. The water, what we come in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we pour water on the Mizbeach, and that's the connection of the water to Ribo Yishleilu. And also, al kol korboncho takriv melach. What's the point of melach, of salt? The salt comes from the sea, and comes from the water. And in Meila, that's the whole connection what the water is going to have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the Melach, that's the Mayim of Nisuch HaMayim, on Yom Tov, on Sukkos. Says the Gaon, so from one side we have the Mayim Elyonim on top, the Mayim Tachtonim on the bottom, and the side is connected. What is connected with? The Mayim of Melach, or the Mayim of Nisuch HaMayim, they are connected. But from the other side, they are opened. And while they are opened, because that in the Chonamim, the craving, what we want to come always to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the Mayim Boichim, but they're always having this feeling that they want to get there. He says, always look at the Oisias, we always will be facing the Mizrach, right? We're always facing east. So on our left is the Tzofen, north. Our right is the south. And the north, is the open part of the base, right? The base is always going to be open in the north, right? If we're facing always Mizrach, in the north is the left, and the south is the our right. So if you look at the base, it's open in the left side. And that's in the Chonam, Mitzofoin Tipot Achoro, Mitzat Sheini, where do we come from? What the Pasuk says, Hineni Mevi Oysom Me'eretz Tzofoin Vekibatzim. The Geula will come from where Me'eretz Tzofim. And that's what the Gemara says. That when Mashiach will come, the Mem will be a Mem Stuma. What means the Marbea Misro, right? There will be a Mem Stuma. That means the base will turn in, will be closed also in that, also in the Tzofim, also in the North. And that's why? Because the connection of the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim. Okay, just to get a little bit of idea, because it comes into the our Pasuk. We find this idea also, the I'm going to continue the Haftorah. Koy Omar Hashem. And we find a different geula what comes through the power of Bechiyah. Koil beromo nishmo, nehi bechi samurim, rochein mevako al boneo. Me'ano le'inochem. She doesn't calm down. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises her. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises? Koi omar Hashem, min'i koilich mibechi. Stop crying. Ve'einayich min dima. Ki yei soho lo pa'ulasayich. Neum Hashem v'shovu me'eretz oyev. V'yesh tikvo l'achariseich. You have a hope. Neum Hashem v'shovu bonim li'gvulam. You will have hope. And this hope comes why? Yinochaname, with the mini koilich mibechi. With the bechi, that's where it comes. There's a vote of the Maharal goes in, why Rochel, what's the Pchi? Rochel is the gather of Bais, or the Sukkah. The Sukkah is always Noifoles, he says. And the Bais is always when a house falls down and you rebuild the house, it's something new. A Sukkah is not something that you build a new Sukkah. It's the same Sukkah that broke down, you're rebuilding it. So he says over here that Rochel is a Pchina Sukkah. The Maharal in the beginning of Netzach Yisrael. Okay, the same idea we find over here, that by Rochel Imenu we find also mini koyach mibechi. Why? The geula will come on yaday the p'chiyah of Rochel Imenu. Now the pasuk, we're continuing on the after, the pasuk comes with an interesting pasuk, the novi. Shomoya shomati Ephraim isnoided. Isartani voivosel. Ke'egel lo ilumod ashiveini Hashem ki'ato Hashem olikai. So this pshat it says in the Malbim, the Beis Halevi brings down the pshat. This pshat is brought down also by Hashem Tzvi Hirsch Michels, was one of the tzaddikim in the times of Reb Chaim Zonotan in Yerushalayim, was called Tzvi Hirsch Michels. It was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Shapira, and a big tzaddik, and he always was fast, and when he came older, and the kids of this Reb Tzvi Hirsch Shapira went to Rabbi Chaim Zonotan, you know, our father's an older person. He's not well. And he's fasting the whole day. And you know, his health is more important. So Rabbi Chaim Zonotan told him, how could I tell a person that he's holding Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael has a kiyum b'schusoy to stop and to fast. A big tzaddik. And he says, well, what's the pshat over here in the pasuk? He says, Moyer Dike Pshat. He says, you have a herd with cattle, sheep, goats, young calves, and the shepherd is walking around on the mountains, and suddenly one of the calf, one of the sheep, the lambs, a young lamb, decides to go off the route. What does he do? He gives a shout. Sometimes he understands, he comes back. If he doesn't understand, he takes a stick, gives him a little bit something with a stick. If he doesn't understand and he's running further, he takes a stone and he throws it in the stone. And he comes back. Sometimes the sheep is a young sheep. He's a lamb. He didn't learn. He doesn't know. They hit him with a stick. He goes even further. They throw at him a stone. He's going to run even further. The only thing that the shepherd, if he wants to bring back this lamb, the sheep, the calf, back to the herd, the only thing is to grab him by the horns and to bring him back. Comes the pasuk and says, Shomoya Shomati. Really it says, Shomoya Shomati. Rebbe Yishon says, Shomoya Shomati Ephraim Isnoided. Ephraim is a Bein Yakid Ephraim. Klal Yisrael, Om Isnoided. Klal Yisrael is not anymore the Glif Tzacharop. Klal Yisrael is not anymore the same matzav. They're already shaking. Klal Yisrael is a little bit weaker. Isartani, we still have to say, Isartani. You gave us Yisurim. You threw on us stones. You hit us with a stick. Ve'ivosel. I accept the Yisurim. Ke'egel loy lumod. Like a young calf who never learnt. You throw at me a stone and I go even further. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many sticks? How many stones you threw at us? Enough. Hashiveini Hashem ki ata Hashem loikari. The only thing which you could do is Hashiveini, come and grab us by the horns. Accept us the way we are, with the love, with the avas oilom ha'avtich, and that's the only way we can come back. And that's what we're coming and saying now. The Apostle come continues and he says, why? Why did the Rebbeinu should come back and take us only with the ave, with no Yisurim anymore? You know why? Because ki acharei shuvi nichamti, ואחרי עבודי סופקתי על יורך, בו אשתי וגם נחלמתי, כי נוסוסי חרפס נעורוי. I mean, what happens? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and gives me Yisurim, אחרי שובי, I do תשובה, בו נחמתי, I regret. I do תשובה. But then a person forgets about the Yisurim after a while. And then I regret on the tshuva what I've done. I go back to my whole things. Ve'acharei ivodi, after I forget about the Yisurim, sofakti al yorech. I again come and get hidden. And it goes again and again and again and again. If you come, and now we say the reason. If you're going to come and give us the Yisurim, what's going to happen is, it's like the person says, it's very, very easy to stop the smoke. I did it with you 1,000 times. You're doing it again, and again, and again, and again. That's what happens. And the problem is, bo ishti ve'gam nechlamti. It's a busha. Why it's a busha? Ki nososi chirpas nouroi. What is nososi chirpas nouroi? The person says, if you, that's the way that I'm doing tshuva, so what happens every year in Rosh Hashanah, I take up on myself a Kabbalah, and I don't keep a Kabbalah. And then what I found myself, the same problems what I was dealing when I was 15 years old. Now when I'm 25, I'm dealing with the same problems. And when I'm 35 and 40 and 60, I'm still dealing with the same problems. Why? Ki nosasi chirpas nouroi. It's going again and again and again and again. Adeles tizsoi val tziro. Heino otzel bemitosoi. The door, the hinges of the door, they're moving. The whole time moving. Right? They're moving. Adeles tizsoi val tziro. The hinges, they're moving. If you will take the door and every time you move, just keep it there. And again, and again. This door could be with the energy soul. Right, the door over here. 1,000 times a day, it's just moving. It's moving every time in a half a meter. 30 centimeters. But Hadeles Tisov Al Tziro, the problem is going back. Keina Otzel Yitosoi, the Otzel, he's lying in bed. And he's rolling from one side to the other side. Right? As my Chavuza told me when I learned in Ponovich, my Chavuza told me the first day he came, he lived in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a little bit, you know, a little bit cooler at night. Comes Aleph Elul in the middle of the summer. And Bnei Brak is very hot in the summer. Very, very hot. He was not used to it. He didn't have even a fan. And he's lying there in bed the first night. And he comes in the morning, say, they tell you, I was rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. If I was just rolling to one side, I would come to Yerushalayim, buddy. The problem is that what? We rolled to the other side. Adeles titzor tziro, keinotzer mitosoi. Bo ishti yegam nichlanti, it's a busha, why kinososi cherpas noroi. The problem is, when I'm coming and doing tshuva al yedei yisurim, I'm coming and going over and over and over and over. I'm doing this. I'm dealing with the same kabbalas of when I was dealing when I was a young boy, and that's why the only way to come and to the only way to come and to accept that we should do the tshuva shleima, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ahavas oy lumaft." And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us the teretz. You want to know what the teretz? Why in the beginning was Koy Omar Hashem Motzo Chaim Bamidbo? You had the chema when you went out to Mitzrayim, and now you come with a tiny merocho yikashem nirali. You know what's the reason? Habein yakir li Ephraim im yeled shashuim. Says the Rabbi, there's two types of kids. There's a bein yakir and there's a yeled shashuim. What's a bein yakir? A bein yakir is a son or daughter. They're already a little bit older. They are 15 years old, 16 years old. They understand. And the father's very, very proud of him. He's doing very well in Kodesh, in Choyl. And midei dabri boy zochor eskerenu. Whenever the father speaks about him, he's all proud. He tells all his friends, you know, he got now, he passed his A-levels, he finished the whole Masechta Ksuvos. He now, he's very, very proud of his son. That's a bein yakir. He's a little bit older, he understands, and he's doing well, and the father is midei dabri boy. Whenever the father speaks about him, he's proud. But then there's a yele chashuim. A yelet chashuim is a young boy. 3 years old. 3 years old. A young boy. But the father loves him. And he brings a smile on the father's face with no reason. He just learned to speak. And it can be sometimes very chutzpah. Right? He just learned to speak. But it's cute. And the father, he gives big chutzpah to the father. And the father tells him, take a piece of chocolate. Why? Because the father is a yelet chashuim. He's 3 years old. Comes the pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering us. He tells him, Bein yakir li Ephraim? Im yelet sha'ashuim? You want to know why merochoi kashem nirali? Why ki motzo chayim bamidbo? Then we went out of Mitzrayim, then it was a motzo chayim. Then you are yelet sha'ashuim. But grow up. How long you can be a Yelet Shashoim? Then you're just a young nation, you're a Yelet Shashoim. Today you're a Ben Yakir. You have to deserve it. So you say the Maisa of Rabbi Yitzchak and Berdichev. One time he was davening in the shul in Berdichev, and he sees this man davening very, very fast. All his words are getting swallowed. So Levi Yitzchak comes to him after davening and tells him, Shalom Aleichem, I wanted to ask you about... What? I wanted to ask you, your advice about... He said, I don't know what you're talking about. If I don't understand you, how you expect the Rabbi Neshav should understand you when you speak that way? That way he's told him. It was a Yid over there, 72 years old, and he heard a conversation between Rabbi Levi Yitzchak with this person. And he tells him, you're right. But a mother understands a child. When a boy comes, a young boy, and he wants to just learn to speak, and he wants a bottle from his mother, he says, Mommy, Baba. And the mother understands what he wants. I want a Nana. Oh, he means a banana. And the chein hala. A person, a young child, the father understands, the mother understands what he means. Says Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev, how old are you? I'm 72. He says, Uskidai, 72 years to be in this world, whoever you went through, just to be melamed zchus and yid once. Sholem Shvadron used to say over this mice, and he said, don't be choyshed that I'm a big misnaget, that I hate chassidim. He says, no, my grandfather was a big choltka v'chosid, and I say v'yatzmach, goes to the gartel. But he says, this story, I don't think is true. He said, this is very, very nice. When a boy of 3 years old comes and he says, Bobo, Nana, Mutzi, Tutsi, whatever it is. But just imagine a boy of 25 comes home, Mommy, I want a Bobo. This is very, very, very sad. That's a Bein Yakir. When we went out of Mitzrayim, it was a Yelet Shashuim. And that's why it was Motzochim Bamidbo. But now you're a Bein Yakir. Afal Piken ends the... just going to finish already. Afal Piken, we finish off the Haftorah with, and this is the Pesukim, what we say in Rosh Hashanah and Musaf. Al Zohar Eskan Roy, Afiloche, Al Kain Homu Me'ayloi. Afal Piken, Homu Me'ayloi. Why? Why Homu Me'ayloi? So, Rashi brings a Moyerdik Medrash. Dai Diburi Shenosati Boi Shelimad Tov Toirosi. I will have Rachmonas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmonas on us, mercy on us. Why? Because Al Kein Homu Me'ayloi. One reason. The Torah that we learn. Because the Kabbalah HaTorah, we took upon ourselves. Dai Diburi, it's a Medrash Vayikor Rabbe, Rashi brings. Dai Diburi Shenosati Inoch Ename. We are today a Yeled Shashuim, no anymore. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anyway going to have Rachmonas on us. Rachim HaHamenu No Hashem, you know why? Because Dai Eloi Bediburi Shenosati Boi Shenimalit of Torah. We accepted the Torah, the Kabbalah HaTorah, and that in Ochoname we should be Zoyche, Yischuz, the Kabbalah HaTorah, that in Ochoname we should be Zoyche, Aksir V'chassim HaTorah, a good Gimben Shtiyo.